The Division of Wildlife Resources is monitoring the fish trap at the Strawberry Reservoir and will continue to do this through the summer along with netting events beginning this month. They've published a schedule which begins June 7th, and it's a chance to get a glimpse at some of those monster cutthroat populations out at the reservoir. The Utah Department of Wildlife Resources project leader Alan Ward runs the monitoring efforts for the Strawberry Reservoir. He thinks for the first date, June 7th, they're set with volunteers, but visitors are always welcome to come and watch biologists pull nets and evaluate the fish populations.
Operate the spawning trap during the spring when the cutthroat are running. So the cutthroat are running up the rivers to lay their eggs to spawn. And so we actually operate a fish trap here right on the Strawberry River. And the fish will come up into the trap. We can then assess the populations. We can capture those fish. We can look at the lengths and weights of the fish, monitor how many fish are coming in, and then we transport, you know, just let those go continue on upstream after we've done that.
Ward says it's important to prevent the Utah chub and Utah suckers from getting into the reservoir as they make their way upstream to spawn. These two species don't belong in the Uinta Basin waters, and they'll choke out the cutthroat by spawning right over the top of their eggs.
So those fish are not native to this side of the mountain range. Okay, but way back when Strawberry was young, you know, when they'd first built the reservoir, people had brought up these fish from their local ponds when they came up to go fishing. They would bring those as bait fish, and then at the end of the day, they would dump over their leftover fish into the lake. So we ended up with a lot of those species from the Great Basin over here into the Uinta Basin.
Ward says DWR biologists are encouraged with how big the cutthroat trout are growing. At the same time, they're worried the smaller stocked fish aren't surviving well.
We've been seeing a lot of huge cutthroat, actually. Okay, we've been seeing a good number of really large cutthroat from up, you know, pretty high percentage, in my opinion, over about 5 or 6 pounds, you know, 26, 27 inches. And we've even seen a few up to maybe 11 pounds on these cutthroat. And so we've been seeing some really nice cutthroat in our netting events and also coming into the trap.
As they've monitored the survival of the native fish, Ward says they have discovered the big cutthroat trout are eating the smaller stocked 8-inch cutthroat.
Kind of the short version of it is basically a lot of those are getting eaten, and in the future we may actually have to move to a little bit larger fish to try to help those stocked fish survive better.
Ward says cutthroat will eat about anything, whatever is most available. He says they have a mixed bag of fishing regulations at Strawberry. There are no limits at all on catching and keeping rainbows, but if it's a cutthroat between 15 and 22 inches, it has to be released. Kokanee are different because they don't eat bait, and trolling is the technique used to catch this salmon species. For anglers, they'll often have success with a shiny lure, which the fish aggressively attack. All the streams accessing Strawberry are closed to fishing until July, so they can protect the spawning cutthroat. June 7th, 21st, and 29th, they'll meet at the Strawberry Fish Trap. Ward says anyone interested is welcome. That's Alan Ward with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Go to wildlife.utah.gov for updates and details. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.